There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Time now for us to set the agenda. And this morning it's all about ticking boxes out there. Do you tick every box when it comes to home safety before you go away on holiday? Abu Dhabi Police yesterday urged residents to ensure that their homes are locked properly and their valuables are in a secure, safe box to protect them from theft and damage when travelling for summer holidays. Now, no big surprise in that little bit of advice. Police went on to say that citizens and residents travelling abroad for holidays should be keen on the safety of their homes through proper locking of the gates and doors of their houses. Again, that makes sense. Put things away, lock things up. It's also been advised to keep away newspapers from the doorsteps. Don't give anyone any reason to think that you are away. The one thing, though, that did, I found interesting about this particular story was the advice that you should always disconnect the utilities in the house itself, advising all residents to lock all entrances, keep valuables away, and disconnect the electricity and water. Now, I, for one, don't do that, and I wonder if others out there are the same. To what extent do you go to secure your property when you go away for the summer months? And let's take this conversation a little bit further. Is the security and the safety of your home something that you are more conscious of these days than maybe you were back in the day? It's also been advised by the authorities that people should take heed of this advice. This was advice proffered by Abu Dhabi Police yesterday, but Dubai Police have confirmed that they will have a similar press conference a little later on. In fact, whilst we're live on air, we'll try and get you updates from that one in just a little while. So, if it's given that you are going away for a period of the summer, if you are away on your heading off on your holidays, to what extent do you secure your property? And if you are one of those people that doesn't secure it properly, then what risks are you running? Please do send your thoughts, as I said, now on 4001. Sonal is here. Am I being silly here? I mean, this whole idea, yeah, I get the idea of locking doors. There are still those that believe that we live in such a safe environment, and we do live a very safe environment, and something you really notice when you go away and you go abroad and you go head off for the summer months. So some people might well feel comfortable leaving their property unlocked. Some people might have home help that is sticking around during those months. The idea, though, of turning every single socket off and heaven forbid as well, turning the air conditioning off. Now, I know from a green perspective, from an ecological perspective, from a matter-of-fact perspective, that makes sense. But how many people actually do that? I can imagine people turning down or up, I should say, the air conditioning for the summer months and keeping it on a limited service. But is there not that sort of argument that sort of keeping some of these utilities running on a very low basis is better than turning them off altogether?
I think that's what I would do. Certainly, I think the idea of turning things off altogether, turning your fridge off, you have condiments in there, you have things that are going to go bad, turning your AC off, you might come back to a rather stinky apartment after a whole summer if it gets quite sort of hot and steamy in there. So I like the idea of turning my AC up to 27, 28, something kind of high, but not totally off. So I don't know, turning it off completely, I guess it is perhaps a fire hazard to have appliances in without them being monitored.
I mean, they're all
maybe that's the reason.
Yeah, they're all fire hazards. And we know that, you know, proper maintenance of refrigerators and other appliances around the household are essential to ensure that you don't have electrical faults. I mean, we've just had the horrific inquiry into the Grenfell Tower fire back in the United Kingdom, which was a year ago now, at the beginning of the summer last year. Awful images that came out, huge loss of life, awful disaster caused by a faulty refrigerator. That gives you an idea of the risks we have within our own houses. The question, I suppose, is that we keep our fridges on for 50 weeks of the year. So the 2 weeks of the year that we're not there and we can't monitor strange noises coming out the back and strange smells emanating from it, we choose to turn it off. I suppose there is this, and again, I suppose there is this sense of not so much entitlement, but for want of a, an easier life. It's almost easier to, as you say, turn things up a little bit, keep it on a low maintenance and maintain it that way, as opposed to turning the whole thing off. Because you just know that when you get back from your long flight and you've eaten too much and you've had a stressful flight with whoever you've come over, you've probably been delayed. The last thing you need to be dealing with is faulty electrical appliances in your household and waned floorboards.
Right. I guess the whole thing is that faulty electrical appliances, for example, that could happen at any time. You could be out at work for 12 hours of your day. It could happen while you're out in the morning and, you know, cause an issue potentially. But I guess when you're away, there's something you can do about it. There's something that you can do to sort of switch that off and say, I'm going to be as safe as possible. So it seems like a good idea now that we're talking about it. You know what I don't get at all? People that don't lock their houses. Mm. I get that it's safe here. I mean, I grew up here. I feel very safe here all the time. But just to not lock your house when it's such an easy thing to do, why would you do that?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a question that I'd like to pose to all of our listeners out there. I mean, have you come round to locking your house or even your car? The whole concept of safety and security, is it something you've become more conscious of as the city, the country grows day on day? The population is going up as we speak. Cost of living is having an impact as well. Is it something that you are more conscious of now, or is it something that you found to your detriment when going abroad for the summer months, for your summer holidays or otherwise? Is it one of the reasons you choose to live here? Zach's here at the moment. He's doing an internship with us here at Dubai i103.8. He's kindly taking on a number of roles with us here at The Agenda and across the Dubai I team. Now, you correct me if I'm wrong, but sort of obviously home is here, but you've been in Canada recently as well, yeah?
Yeah.
So you're studying over in Canada. Is it something that you have been conscious of while being over in Canada, being an expatriate away from the UAE, the safety and security, is it more so here?
Definitely, because I grew up here in Dubai.
Yeah.
So I was when I was younger, I don't remember locking my doors or my parents locking their cars. But as I grew older, we became a lot more aware. We do lock our doors now. We do lock the cars. And especially when I moved away, when I went to Canada, I was very conscious of it over there because I realized that we were a bit too comfortable here in Dubai, and Dubai feels kind of like a bubble of safety. So when I went out, I definitely locked everything. I locked my room door from my roommates in the house, in the apartment, as well as the apartment door from the outside.
And I mean, that's your sort of possession wise, isn't it? You know, so making sure that you secure your possessions and secure your property, etc. Personal security and safety and things, are you conscious of that more? Say if you're out and about in the streets of whichever city you are in Canada, are you more conscious of your personal safety than you might be here as well?
Yeah, I feel a lot more safer here in Dubai and a lot more comfortable.
And how did it work for you as well? Because you hear these horror stories, don't you? Not so much horror stories, but tales of law, of people that have grown up here and then they go to college or they go in another country or they go to on holiday to another country. And, you know, the fact that you leave your mobile phone out on a restaurant table in front of you and pop to the bathroom or whatever, we do that subconsciously here. Is that something that you found and had to sort of learn the rules in other cities and parts of the world?
Yeah. I mean, I was aware of it. And I mean, here in Dubai, I know friends that leave their purses and then they on the chair and then they go try clothes on or whatever. They leave it outside of the changing room. And they're fine with that. They're comfortable with it. And those same friends have gone out of the country and have gotten everything stolen from them. Me, on the other hand, I'm a lot more aware. I keep everything in my pockets. I keep it all with me. I don't have purses to worry about.
We're asking you about securing your property, be that personal, but also be it your space, your property space. And one of the topics of conversation is the turning off of the electricity in your household, which fundamentally means turning off your air conditioning. Yes, I get it from an environmental point of view. It makes sense. But from a practical point of view, does it also make sense? Or is it more trouble than it's worth? I know it's not a popular conversation to be having with a number of people out there who see it from a very green and a money-saving and a planet-saving point of view. But given the extreme temperatures and given the conditions that we live in and given the time that you will be away as opposed to the time that you are here, does it make sense to keep the air conditioning conditioning and other utilities on at a very low cost basis as opposed to a large cost, or you're just running a major risk being away. Tom, Zach and Sonal in studio with you. Milani is in good mood out there in the production suite, and of course we've got Schroots keeping an eye on proceedings this morning, so full team here. I just want to hear from, we're going to talk to Tim from TransGuard in just a few moments time. He's going to give us some TransGuard tips for how to secure our property over the summer. I'll get his thoughts on these advice from Abu Dhabi Police and Dubai Police today to make sure you take more note of security and safety whilst locking up your property this summer. Let's get to Dubai first, though. We've got Akif, who's joining us live on the line. Akif, thanks so much indeed for your time this morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Tom. How are you?
I'm very well, indeed. Just now, you were listening on to the beginning of the show, the start of the show. Are you one of those persons that secures your property fully when you go away, not just during the summer, at any point during the year?
I do, and I've learned my lesson.
Tell me more.
Yeah, so it's actually back in 2010, I had bought an apartment in JLT, and the apartment has a wooden floor. So I left for about a week, and I did not secure my property from a water or electricity standpoint, and I just locked the door just like everyone, one of us do. So when I came back, to my surprise, I found out that there was a small leak in one of the bathrooms, and that actually basically flooded half of the apartment, and all the wooden floor was actually ruined. So I was lucky. So the building management had the insurances in place, so they got it fixed free of charge. But it was a very, very deep lesson learned. And whenever I go and leave the apartment, I actually switch off all the electricity, and I ask the building security and the management to turn off the water completely so that there is no mishap like that again.
Great news that he got it sorted, and it didn't cost you too much. Obviously, inconvenience and time was one of those things. It's the last thing you want to come back to after being away for a while as well. In terms of what you find now, though, because I suppose one of the fears is people going away during the summer, they turn things off and the heat is going to have an impact. Does it have an impact? Do you see any difference whatsoever when you come back now having turned everything off?
Not really, actually. Usually the electronics are secured.
Yep.
I mean, they have their built-in circuit breakers, and also the apartments usually have a circuit breaker. So electricity-wise, I think it's pretty secure to have a couple of appliances running if that's totally necessary. But from a water standpoint, I think this is something that, especially if you have wooden floors and, you know, personal belongings in the apartment, you know, there is no difference at all. You just switch off the main line, and then when you come back, you switch it on. You just have to wait for a few minutes before all the rusty water runs off. But after that, you know, it's just completely normal. So I think it's a tip for everyone.
Akif, all the best. Thanks so much indeed for sharing your thoughts this morning. Akif learnt the hard way, but thankfully he got it all sorted in time. Listening on with interest there was Chief Security Officer at TransGuard Group, Tim Mundell, who joins us live on the line now. Morning to you, Tim.
Morning, Tom.
Thanks so much indeed for your time this morning. You're listening to Akif there. Is that a scenario that you've heard of in the past? People locking things up for the summer, expecting everything's going to be fine and coming back to something of a disaster?
Yeah, of course it is. I think you'll find, you know, there's two strains to this. The first one is one more around burglary sense side. The second one is obviously around the amenities you talked about, and utilities, so water, electricity. So two very distinct challenges that you would face when you leave your property for a period of time.
Talk to me about securing one's property in terms of how to sort of maintain the services that one expects in your property during the summer. What are some piece of advice that you and the TransGuard team can proffer for that?
I mean, there's several strands here. I mean, we look at it in three distinct areas, really the sort of everyday common sense stuff that we would all apply to keeping the appearance of that someone is in the house, and that's keeping some of those services on, smart lighting, these Wi-Fi type lights that are timers and they're indiscriminate when they change on or not. You know, the movement of newspapers, the signs that someone is in or not, flyers and stuff like that's left at our front doors that we all know. And again, the basic securing the house before you leave, doors, windows, locks, just make sure they're in. You know, without those basic stuff, you're really starting to open yourself up to being an easy target.
We are hearing these pieces of advice is coming through from obviously Abu Dhabi police released their advice yesterday. We understand Dubai police have called a press conference to do the same today as well. One of the sort of taglines that they're mentioning to all of these pieces of advice is installing some sort of system, some smart home security system or one of the integrated systems into one of the police forces as well. Again, is that something that you and TransGuard would advise?
I think really, from our standpoint, this is no new initiative from the police here, certainly in Dubai. I would also stretch it further to Dubai Civil Defence as well, having a WHO initiative. Smart homes, smart city is very much what we're talking about. And I think when you look at smart home technology, you're not just talking about security, but you are talking about other sensors in the house. Smoke, water, carbon monoxide, all these things that perhaps are, certainly in the UK, are almost mandatory now. Dubai, certainly, and obviously Abu Dhabi, have an initiative to do this. And these could well be tied into police response and indeed DCD response.
Always happy, always helpful to have a friendly and helpful neighbour, or in this case here in the UAE, maybe it's your security guard downstairs. Is it advisable to let security know that you are going away for a couple of weeks, or maybe even give them a key, or is that not advisable?
It's certainly advisable to inform the police. The police do have a free registrative system whereby, certainly here in Dubai, you can let them know you're away. I would probably draw the line there at informing security at that. But I'm sort of more of the opinion of a neighbour, a family friend, a good friend, being what we would call a key holder. If that's then integrated into a smart system, you as the occupant could well be alerted to a problem, and it could be a water leak, and you could then speak to that individual.
Another one that you mentioned just then, which I found interesting, was you were talking there about the integrated home and the fact that we're using a lot more technology within our homes. We are living in the gig era. We're living in a digital age as well. And we sort of take advantage of that on social media. Now, is that a good idea? Obviously, we want to come up with that great Insta story and that great Instagram post of us on an idyllic beach on holiday. But does that raise red flags for others?
It can, Tom, but I mean, I don't think we're ever going to be in a position where we don't want to tell the world what a lovely meal we're having in Italy. It's really around who we talk to here, you know, who is listening in. People are getting smarter, and I think one of the big real indications is whereby the house looks unoccupied. If you can actually bluff the would-be intruder, then you are already reducing your risk. They will always go the route of least resistance. So making it look like it's lived in, it's occupied, there's activity around the house, keeping all those normal activities, gardeners, cleaners, all that side of it, it all makes it more difficult for someone who can actually then see a house that's got a whole load of papers outside the front door and the flyers, the garden hasn't been tended. That's now telling me this place is unoccupied.
Mm. This might come across as a very sort of mundane question, but it's one that sort of I've tried to deal with in the past as well. Is it sensible to keep a key in the lock or not?
It all depends on your locks, but certainly from my standpoint, no. There's no need to keep a key in your lock. Most locks are now deadlock, or indeed have a bolt and exit from one part of the house. Again, having someone come and check your plants and that the house is all right and picking up papers, that's more of a deterrent than actually, you know, putting locks in doors. If someone can't come through your front door but is adamant that they're going to get into your house, they're going to go and knock a window in.
And if they do get into your house, and obviously if that is the last case scenario, if they are in your house, is the best way to secure it to have a heavy-duty safe or somewhere that you make it more difficult for them to get your hands on your goods?
Absolutely. And again, this is, you know, with regards to security, security is multiple layers. And we've talked about several of them already. And the final layer will invariably be your strong box in your strong room with all your crown jewels in. And look, securing it from there. But I think where the police are coming from now is around this smart side of it, where alarms and sensors will trigger an alarm that your house has been broken into. It's confirmed through motion sensors that someone is in the house moving around, and indeed you can even have alarm on that strong box. This can be tied into cameras, And all this data can, if needs be, either provided to the police or certainly to the owner of the house anywhere in the world, assuming they've got Wi-Fi connectivity on their mobile device.
Last one from me, Tim. It's just to, obviously we've talked about a lot of practical advice that you have kindly explained to us, but is the biggest issue here complacency? Do we have to be conscious of our complacency that what we deem to be and still is a very safe, secure city to live in is changing and evolving with more and more people coming in?
It is complacency. It is evolving. It is a safe place, as you rightly say, to live, and it's a great place. But there are challenges. I mean, I know of personal friends who have suffered the hard way. But you know, put it into perspective, it is a very safe place to live and work. But I think, you know, the key is just be wary about what you're saying, what you're doing, and what you're telling people you're doing all over the world.
Good on you, Tim. Bless you. Thanks very much indeed to you and the TransGuard team. As always, enjoy your summer holidays, my friend, and we'll speak soon.
Indeed. Take care. Bye.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.